You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz along with DJ Orozco, and today we have the pleasure of interviewing Roger Canales and Cynthia Alvarez. They are both actors, and they're here to talk about the latest production, which opens tonight here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, let's talk a little bit about yourselves and your experience, because obviously you like acting or you love acting. Is this something that you came about when you came to university, or have you always loved acting since you were a child? Let's start with you.
For me, it's something that I discovered through the university and something that I really have fallen in love with. It's just something so different, and it allows you to see many perspectives of sides you wouldn't normally see, and a great way how the director describes it is that these people are braver than us. So coming into a role, you get a little piece of the bravery, and you kind of adapt that to your lifestyle, and that's why it's really benefited me so much.
Oh, that's a good point that you bring up, that you adapt it to your lifestyle. Can you give us an example?
Let's say in this case, he's very opportunistic. He's a very optimistic guy, but there's a lot of things that he has to go against and struggle against, and that way you have to sort of see the light of things and go past it. And it's really helped me a lot, especially through, you know, just discovering myself, really. I discover myself in a lot of the characters that I do portray. So,
well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that the directors talk about that fear factor and the fact that you took that step, because a lot of people, you know, take that first step, but then once they're there, they kind of freeze and they're afraid to take that second or third step, and it never gets done. A lot of jobs, you know, aren't finished. So once you stepped in there knowing that that fear factor was there, how did you feel after you stepped in?
I didn't really fear the I didn't really have
you didn't
the
see
fear
any fear factor?
No, sir. It's more like you just dive in and let the other person take control, if that makes sense. It's really stepping outside of your body and seeing what happens after.
Okay. What about you, Cynthia?
Well, I came about acting. From a young age, I wanted to be an actress, and I remember throughout my young life wanting to pursue it as a career, but it kind of fell through high school that I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, and it was a very, very confusing time for me, and I had comments from people who are very dear to me, who are concerned about me, that they didn't consider it to be a very realistic career choice. And so I came about to a point where I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I came to a point where I actually watched a movie, and I remember watching one of the actors in the movie and thinking how much fun he was having. And it kind of made me feel and think back about that time when I wanted to be an actress, and it made me realize that I still wanted to be one. So I decided just in time to, as soon as I came into orientation, to change my major into acting once again. And so I'm here in theater.
And joining us this morning as well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, is DJ Orozco. DJ is one of our producers, so she's usually on the other end of the microphone. But today, because of her acting experience, she is here with us. DJ?
Yes. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? Pretty excited to be here. Like you guys were saying, you guys just kind of fell into the university and fell in love with acting. You know, it's just an amazing experience to be able to change character that way. So after college, after university, you guys are done. What do you guys want to pursue?
I want to pursue acting professionally. I'm looking at options. I do want to go pursue a master's degree, also in the acting theater world. So I'm looking into that, but I would like to do this professionally.
Brave.
Same for me. I also want to pursue directing and writing. I have a lot on my mind, and I have a lot of messages that I feel I could share with the world. So this is my segue into that.
Right. I once got this advice from one of the directors that I've worked with in the past, and they told me, jot down everything that any idea that you could think of for a play, for a theater, for a film, jot it down, because you never know when that is going to come in handy for you in the future. And who knows, like, some of the biggest films that have been posted out there in Hollywood and even short independent films have become something very big. That was just a simple idea that they had in the past. So that was good advice that I had received.
We've talked about you guys. We've promoted you guys. We're hoping the directors start calling in for you, but we haven't talked about the play. And the play, I'm sure, is something that you guys play a big role in, and it's called Esperanza Rising. And some people might say, wait a minute, I've heard a lot of plays, even a lot of independent plays, but I've never heard of this one. Tell us about Esperanza Rising. Cynthia?
Oh, well, Esperanza Rising is it was originally a book written by Pam Muñoz Ryan, and it's adapted into play by Lynn Alvarez. And most of the fans of the book will notice there's some changes. And obviously there had to be some changes to adapt it into an actual play production. And but I would assure the fans that it's still as wonderful a story. It's with all the characters that they love from the book. And it's a really fun experience for the entire family.
What's it about? Can you kind of give us in a nutshell, Roger?
In a nutshell, there's...
Or whatever show you want.
In a nutshell, yeah. Esperanza is born of high-class riches and completely devastated at the end. She has to learn to live through a struggle that we're all constantly living through, and she learns to love the family and the life that she's living instead of the material that she had. And that's really pretty much.
And yeah. Your role, you're on the other side of the tracks, correct?
Yes, I'm on the other side the entire time. And there's times where I lose hope for myself and the country. So this is the opportunity going into the United States to see the other side of things, if there is. And in the play, sometimes it's hard for me to see that. But eventually I get to it and I progress myself.
Because of the theme of the play and what you guys are trying to portray, does it bring to light perhaps some of the problems that, you know, may be out there from, you know, rich people or poor people? There are poor people who are very happy with what they have. And as you mentioned, rich people who have everything they want, but they're not happy.
Well, I would say that the story is very much... It rings true even today, at today's day, because they go through immigration, and immigration is a very hot topic today as well. And for the research I did for my character, I had to look at the Great Depression, because it takes place during the Great Depression and repatriation, as well as for me, who's my character is a bit older than Esperanza, or my son, who's played by Roger. I had to look into the Mexican Revolution, because it was a few years before the Great Depression. So that's something I had to do for my research.
As understood, it has a lot to do with the frontera.
Yes.
You know, a lot with our culture here, especially living right on the border here in El Paso. Do you think this play can affect or can touch a lot of people, or that they can have a lot in common with, as far as the play goes in the audience?
I would say so, because the story of Esperanza in Pam Muñoz Ryan's book, Esperanza is based off her grandmother, her actual grandmother. And it's not an allegory, but it's a reflection of what she viewed her grandmother's life was back then, through stories that her grandmother told her when she was younger and when she was older as well.
As far as what you say about doing the research, a lot of times an actor or an actress is given a situation where they don't know much about, but you're supposed to become that person. You are that person. So if you don't know much about the Depression or the Great Mexican Revolution, then you have to know it to become that person. Was that difficult for you, Cynthia?
For me specifically, I wouldn't say so, because Although I do my research, there's a lot of creative and imagination work that goes into it as well. And that's in my opinion, where the fun part comes in, because these are people that are not us, but at the same time, we get to imagine what it was like back then, and that's where the research comes in to fill in the gaps, and you let your imagination take over, and that's how I try to do my process. I don't know. How about you, Roger?
I kind of go off the same thing. I really like to go see videos of the time, history of what was happening. I learned a lot about Porfirio Diaz, kind of probably the worst person that ever happened in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. And through that insight, I try to go through experience of the people. I've picked up a book called Coming to America that describes different newspaper articles, interviews that tell the story of what was going on through the Great Depression and also throughout the Mexican Revolution. And through that, I really do adapt myself to that. I'm very empathetic in a lot of ways, and this helps me have those feelings too. And that's the really exciting part, when you're able to put that on stage and let the people see that vulnerability that you're doing for them, because it's really rewarding in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they say that as actors, and especially doing live acting, you become vulnerable and you're giving that openness to the audience. You know, you're giving up your vulnerability, and not many people can do that. So that's a talent that you have to appreciate and take in. And I love asking this question. So before you do your research based on the character, what is it that helps you get into character besides knowing what it is?
I would say that it's looking for those things that are similar in us, that are similar in our characters. Something that you can grab onto and say a justification in a way of why I can play this role. Like, for example, Hortensia, who's my character in the play, she's very optimistic and brave. And although I wish I was as optimistic and as brave as her, I do see a little bit of that in me, not to sound immodest or anything, but I do hope that through that I kind of segue myself into that character.
For me, it really goes into a lot of imagination, and through that, I have to believe it. And believing the situations can sometimes be tricky, sometimes not, but usually towards the opening night, tonight, it's fully there, and it has to be. And I make myself get into it.
It has to be difficult, because what DJ just asked you about getting into character, and you talking about this being a new experience for you and playing the role that you do play, and then going home and experiencing that you have a nice house, you have a family, perhaps a car, something that the character you play doesn't have. Is it hard to separate?
Sometimes, well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily hard, because that's where a lot of the imagination work goes into. Once you're on stage, you're believing that you are in that world. But it definitely allows me to appreciate the things that I do have now. And in a deeper sense, it allows me a fulfillment that I'm not done yet. Not at all.
Cynthia, the people who are expecting to go see this play in the future or tonight, what can they expect as far as, action, music? How long would they expect to be there? And also, is this something that's open to the family?
I would say it is very much for the family. It's a beautiful, beautiful story with beautiful music. And I would say it's an amazing story. And Gaby Torres, who plays Esperanza, does a stunning portrayal of Esperanza. And I would say go see it, because although there is some tragedy in it, it's tragedy that reflects itself in most of our lives. And we've all lost something. We've all had to move on with our lives. And so I would say, come on and see it, because it is beautiful. It is fun. And I'm sure everybody would love it.
Cynthia, we have about 30, 40 seconds left. So if you wouldn't mind telling us, it opens tonight, but what are the other dates that people can look to?
It opens tonight, March 20, and it goes on from the 21st, the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th at 7:30. And we have some matinees at 2:30 p.m. They're from March 22, and it's March 22 and March 29 only for the 2:30 matinees. And there's some specials as well. There's an alumni night, faculty stuff, and staff night, military night, Paso City Council and County employee night, and there's a GECU employee night as well. And those are buy one, get one free. And for the alumni night, it's on the 21st. For the faculty and staff at UTEP, it's on the 26th. Military night is the 27th. El Paso City County Employee Night is the 28th. And for the GECU, it's a matinee on the 29th.
Thank you very much for sharing that information with us. And thank you both for being brave enough to come in here. And I'm sure this was a lot easier than acting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been visiting with Roger Canales and Cynthia Alvarez. My co-host has been DJ Orozco. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Armando Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.